Oh
With a
yeah.
honey. With
That might have been too loud. I don't apologize.
with 100 Robs.
100. I guess okay. So macaroni made sense for its time. It should it still be macaroni or should it be something else? 'Cause I p feel like people don't eat carbs like that anymore. I feel like people don't, you know. Yeah, they still eat macaroni on holidays and stuff. But should we really be using macaroni for art and boosting up the macaroni industry like that? Or is it somewhere else that like we could allocate those resources?
I mean, there's probably somewhere we can allocate, but I didn't know that there was a macaroni industrial complex happening. I didn't realize
I'm
that
always ready for a new industrial complex. One thing about me, I'm waiting on an industrial complex to pop off, no matter what it is. You know, paper straw, big paper straw.
big paper.
Are y'all really helping us?
Are you a conspiracy theory person?
I'm
Feels like
not
you would be.
a conspiracy theorist, but I'll listen to them.
You don't have one that you believe?
I have some conspiracies that I believe. There's some things that I'm like, all right,
Like what?
1 plus 1 isn't adding up to 2. There's some NBA
Really?
referee things, some VMA things, some like all mine are trivial. All mine are like, you know, the conspiracy is the distraction that's to somebody else's conspiracy. Every conspiracy that I think about is part of a bigger
A bigger
conspiracy
cover
that
up.
real conspiracy theorists think about.
Wow.
We have in the building,
Kara Connor.
Oh yeah.
What's your conspiracy theory with her?
I mean, there's some stuff going on with Ariana Grande now with the whole losing followers because she broke up a marriage allegedly, you know? And so, hey, I could see somebody being like, but this is really trying to, you know, make the country think that they have more morals than they don't. And, you know, so that they, hey, you never know. They politicize everything.
That's right.
They politicize everything. We can't like now like Taylor Swift is political and like Travis Kelce. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like Joe Biden and Trump are talking about Taylor Swift.
They don't have other things to be thinking about, I guess.
They don't have other things to be thinking about. Are you thinking about straight for pay?
Thought you were gonna ask me if I was thinking about Travis Kelce. Can't stop thinking about that guy. I mean, I'm thinking about it. Yep. Doesn't little sound effects me. Yeah, I'm thinking about it,
The
but
album.
yeah, it's coming. Yeah,
Is it an album or a special?
it's a special. It was. I released
Excuse
my
me.
own. No, you're. I mean, I released my own album of that like a year ago, and
Okay.
then now it's coming out. Now it's coming out. Now it's coming out as a special next week.
Ah, that's smart. The audio before the video.
And it was a separate, like, it was a separate taping because I didn't know I was gonna get it, you know.
Oh,
So I
cool,
was like,
cool.
I just recorded it myself, like in Chicago, and then put it out as an album. And then, so it's kind of like there's an overlap, but it's like a different taping, and there's like some
Oh,
different
great.
material and everything. So,
Okay.
yeah.
What made you give it the same name?
I feel like I've just been using that name for like the live show, and then like it is that hour, so it's like that's kind of like the larger hour, and then like, you know, I would like work on it in like 10 minute like chunks or 15 minutes. So in a year, like it did kind of evolve, and like some of the things I started to dig into deeper, but
Got
yeah,
you.
I think 'cause like thematically it's the same thing, and then it's just kind of easier, you know.
Dope, dope. Yeah, no, nothing against it. You know, there you could have a totally different, you know, aesthetic and everything, and then the core fan base is like, oh man, this is just like straight for pay, you know? Or you could have, you know, them be like, oh man, this changed. This, you know, I wasn't expecting. I was just expecting to see what it looked like. And now I got so much more,
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know?
Yeah, so we'll see. And you're special. I just watched it as well. Congrats on
Oh,
that.
thank you.
Leash kid.
I did the opposite. I put the video out first and then I'm like, all right, now people, if you want to pay to hear it, which you just heard and saw, come on. And I don't know if that's the best
strategy. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
I'm
going to
just take away one thing at a time and then charge for it and be like, all right, now we are only hearing the setups, not the punchlines. $12. Come on.
Release the transcript. Just release
right.
You can put it as like a picture book,
you
little whatever.
You wanna buy a PDF? You want a manila envelope to come to your house with my special in it? Well, $45.
Certain people, like, you know, maybe like your grandparents, it's like grandparents want like the hard copy school photo. Then other people, they want access to a shared album. So it's like, you don't know. Let people decide.
My first album didn't have physical copies, but I would sell a vinyl jacket with
a
download code on the inside.
Okay.
And so it was just like, I know you're not really going to put me on the record player.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the album cover on the shelf with the records.
Right.
You know.
Did it have the weight? Was there like a false, like, did you put something?
There wasn't weight.
Okay.
There wasn't weight.
So somebody's flicking through, somebody had a date over there looking through, then they would see that album, and then if they want, then they'd lift it and they...
Right.
Then they'd know.
Or if they got a loose album,
right,
now they got somewhere to put it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. So you got a loose 45 somewhere, and you're like, man, I really wish this thing had a jacket. It's so cold.
So you're solving problems people didn't even know that they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now when you go to the vintage store, that one that's in a Ziploc bag, you can get that.
You can get
that now.
Yeah, that's always the one I'm going for. The one that's the most scratched up as possible piece of shit. It's like a musical from the 60s or something.
Okay. All right. I'll rock with a 60s musical, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'll do in private. I'm not going to let that like affect my Spotify Wrapped or algorithm, but I'll listen to some like weird stuff.
So the undocumented is in the vinyl.
Off the grid. Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I've been searching for the vinyls that aren't on the different streamers.
Mm-hmm.
The streamer lawyers, they're getting better and better. It's harder to find stuff that's not on there. But yeah, I should look for the weird stuff.
That's right.
So that, hey, there's no record of this.
It's private. That's not anybody's business. That's what goes on.
Probably pay for it in cash.
Yeah, well, that's
now
the thing.
Now you really untrace what you're listening to. That might be the move. Go and get a weird album. Look at the weirdest album cover you can find.
Right.
Pay for it in cash. Go listen to it. Don't tell anybody about it. It's our little secret.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't think about the cash price. Then you have to get a whole job that will pay, or just like collect $10 at a time doing little spots around town until you can get like one
or record. You can go to the automatic teller machine.
That can track that.
You
though.
Could. They can track the transaction,
right?
But they don't know what you spent it on.
Right.
You know, you could have just like dropped that cash on the ground.
That's true.
Yeah. They gotta have pictures of you from outside the record store to really know what you're consuming.
I would do like a cash back at a Walgreens. Like, I wouldn't even do the ATM. I just feel like the banks have too many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't. Maybe that's my conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You still use banks?
Okay, cash back.
No, I don't do that.
No, I like that.
I don't have enough cash that I'm working on.
Because the CVS receipt is so big that it's like, oh, you probably got a bunch of stuff, but really it's some cash back.
Yeah, people can see the outline of it in your wallet.
You think anybody, like, when a private investigator shows them the footage of themselves, you think anybody's ever been like, I knew somebody was following me?
100%.
I've been saying, yo, this car has been following me.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you got to get better at your job, man, if you're going to follow somebody.
Because they're the most paranoid people.
Sometimes.
Because if you're doing something wrong, you're cheating on someone, you're stealing, you're doing something, you're going to be thinking of... that's why people are telling on themselves, because they'll even say like, oh, well, if somebody was going to do that, they would probably not do this. And then they tell themselves by accident.
So yeah. If you looking all around,
right,
then you in prime picture taking mode.
Mm-hmm.
People can get a good shot of you because you're looking all around.
You think there's a lot of private investigators that are going around mostly, is it cheating? Or you think there's all like independently hired investigators?
I don't know if it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't know, you know, It's somebody out there.
Where would you go if you wanted to, are you going on Craigslist, or are you going to try to, do you have a friend that you would ask that you think that would have a referral for that?
For me to hire somebody, yeah, or for me to do it?
If you need to hire somebody, where would you?
Because if I did it, I'd do something goofy, like put on a trench coat. Right. And then they'd be like, come on, man, you can't be out here dressed like Scruff McGruff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're too tall, too.
You like, got a big magnifying glass, dog. What do you do it?
Yeah. You'd have like a McDonald's inspector.
I see what I write. Yeah. I write what I see. I am a S-P-Y. It's so convenient that we met her on the day that she declared she was a spy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gullia says.
Oh, Gully, oh, Gully, Gullia. Oh, Gully.
That
oh,
was Gully, sad. Oh, Gully, wait, oh, that movie was actually really sad.
Why? Because Gully got a better job?
Did she? Or she got, I mean, she got fired?
Did Gully get fired, or did Gully, like, level up?
Yeah.
And was like, hey, kid, I can't walk you home from school for a living anymore. I got a real job. I'm sorry. You know, you're really weird anyway. You know what I'm saying? You might need to talk to somebody. Yeah. I can't do it anymore. I'm just Rosie O'Donnell. Like, I can't really help you.
I love Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, my God.
Rosie O'Donnell tried to get Trump out of here 20 years ago, and y'all laughed at her. Y'all made fun of her haircut. Now look at you. Look at the whole country. Look at the world.
Damn.
Rosie tried to tell y'all. Y'all were like, oh, she's secretly mean. Guess what? Sometimes you got to be mean to Donald Trump.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell, get her on here.
Get her, yo, Rosie, come by podcast. The show.
Come on, do anytime. A crossover. Rob, let's go. Yeah,
we gonna talk seriously. About when y'all had a Jordan brand fashion show in 1999 on the Rosie O'Donnell show. Come through.
I saw her one time at a bar. She was sitting there, and it was like everybody was kind of walking up to her, like, one at a time and sort of doing, like, you know, going up to the Pope. It felt a little
okay.
She was, like, very chill and seemed very... But I was, like, wait. I was a little creeper in the corner. I would never go near anybody. So yeah. I just was watching the interactions. But she seemed very, like, grounded and, like... But dope. Everybody was losing their shit.
Did she do stand-up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if she ever, like... has the like itch to like
to get back do it again.
Yeah
I wonder that too. I mean, she definitely did it like for 20-30 years. I mean, maybe, yeah I mean, they'd probably give her a Netflix special or something, right? Like they
right
yeah get her back up there. I wonder too. I don't know. I listened to her podcast. I know that when she turned 60 she lived in Malibu for a year, and that was something that she did. And she's like, she's very open-minded. She likes talk. She knows a lot of people. So I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to tour. Maybe she doesn't want to do all that shit. That's why you got to get her on here.
I got to get her on here. We get Zoom shows going. She go in the living room and it's like, you know, remember 2020, right. You know, just ooh, tune in. Bad.
Yeah. But you never know. Maybe she would say, well, nobody's asked.
No one's maybe asked. I've assumes, been waiting by the right? phone. They used to call me on the telephone.
Right.
When it was time to do a show.
That's right.
I've been waiting by the phone for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. And no one's calling me.
Yeah.
I guess I have a cell phone, but that's not for comedy business.
Right. She just has a landline.
The comedy club has a landline. I have a landline. You just do it on the land.
You do have a landline?
No, I was being Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, okay. I didn't know if you fell for like the Spectrum thing where they were like, "We'll double your, you know, we'll bundle it for you if you want to do the landline."
I would love a landline.
Why?
Whenever I'm in a writer's room with a landline, I'm constantly playing with it. Because we never use it. No one's ever using it.
Well, it's not like it's like a rotary.
I got like bits. I got phone bits. You know? Like I'm calling whoever we're talking about, I'm calling them up on the landline.
Just over and over?
Yeah. It's a big hit.
I believe that. No, like, yeah, I'll take a fake phone call.
It's like track 3 of my greatest hit room bits is me playing with a landline phone. Yeah.
Stop. Can everybody hear the sound effects? Your eyes look psychotic. Are you like just hitting these right and then I just like have
no you everyone
laughing?
Can hear the sound effects
Okay,
everyone can't hear the music.
Okay.
So they're having people on here that have just danced and not said anything over the music.
Okay, great.
And then they've been like just dancing in silence.
Right.
But everyone can hear the sound effects.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm open to any of it. I just wanted to know for my own sort of peace.
Yeah. What's your favorite color sky?
I'm going to do cotton candy sunset.
Little pink, cotton candy sunset.
Little pink. It's like when the pink is starting to come in, there's still a little bit of light blue. Then maybe you're getting a little overlap of a purple.
Okay.
I'm talking like 5:51 p.m.
Okay.
On the
okay.
east side.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I think that.
I like how you put that, mm-hmm. cotton candy sunset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The pink and the blue and the purple.
Yeah.
I see it.
Why
I see
do you
it.
Ask?
I ask everybody.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like a personality test or something where it's like a...
No.
Oh.
It's just I know other podcasts aren't asking it.
Oh.
I'm like, I want my podcast to be special. So I ask people what yeah. kind of sky they yeah. like.
Okay, so you're really cornering the market on that.
No, if Joe Rogan ever asked you about the sky, you They're know not. Where he got yeah. it from.
Damn. See, I didn't know if it was, like, one of those things, because you could ask people, like, what kind of animal, like, there's, like, certain personality, you ask, like, three questions, what animal, like, would you choose this, favorite time of day, and then that can kind of tell you, like, what they think about, like, their present life, what they think about death, what they think about the future, so I didn't know if it was, like, a psychiatry question.
I don't have answers.
Mm-hmm. You just have questions.
I only have questions. Okay, I have good. No answers
okay,
over
good.
Here.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just glad you asked me a question I could answer, you know.
Right, right. Well, that is the goal. I don't want to ask people questions and then they're just like trying to find the answer and yeah. growling for yeah. like 20 minutes and then like, whoop, that's all the time we
yeah.
got. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, that's good. So it's not a gotcha. It's not like a...
No gotcha. No mm-hmm. gotcha over here, I don't think.
Except for the... So what's the thing with the trick? Like, it's like, isn't that your... The premise of the show, it's like... But we don't know what the rule is or what.
Yeah,
so,
but the rule's out of the bag.
So what's the rule then?
The all right, since you asked, mm-hmm. the we don't look anything up.
Oh,
mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No Google searches,
okay.
no nothing, just what's
okay.
in our brains.
Okay, I like that. That's
mm-hmm,
good. I
mm-hmm.
kind of operate like that in general.
Just in general?
It's all
you
about
never
vibes.
Google anything?
Yeah, if I'm like, yeah, if I'm talking to my friends or if I'm like getting into a debate with somebody, I'm like, I don't want to know what it, yeah, I want to know what's getting you
right,
agitated?
Right.
What is your heart and your brain? Like, what's your gut instinct about it? Of course we can look it up. That's boring. Anybody can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like when people are, yeah.
What kind of stuff are you debating about?
Just debating about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I get like heated about food or like... Just like opinion. I was talking to a friend this morning about just like our favorite spots in the neighborhood. What's worth waiting for? Like how long should you wait for a bagel? What like just
how long should you wait
service.
For a bagel?
Well, if you're in LA and you want to get a good bagel, I feel like you do have to wait a long time.
Okay, because it's competitive.
Yeah, there's not that many spots. There's like a few good spots, but also people in LA, I don't think know what a good bagel is necessarily.
Ooh, shots. Okay.
So they're.
Take that, L.A.
You, know,
you don't even know
like
bagels.
That. Well, they don't.
Y'all
I
be
mean,
putting donuts what? In the sky here because y'all don't even know bagels.
But that's not who you're going to go to. That's who, if you're like, let me think, like, I want to know a good bagel. Oh, let me ask my friends in L.A. who all have, like, weird, like, diets and restrictions. They're not going to
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
you
that's
know,
true.
That's
true.
The kind of stuff that gets me fired up or just, like, trying to diagnose people with different sort of, like, you know, just I think I'm a clinician. I consider myself like a psychologist. So,
and then you have psychology debates with people.
Yeah.
I think they got this, and then somebody else like, nah, baby, they got that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Or just people we know, like famous people,
yeah,
people we know ourselves.
Yeah,
I mean, I have yeah, the DSM. I just got it out, and I'm just like trying to go through and
what's
figure
the
out
what's DSM?
The, like the diagnostic. Statistical manual.
Okay.
And so there's like, it's kind of this whole big book. They're always putting out new versions, and that's where they have like all the criteria of like, you have, you know, ADHD or you have this, and it's, you're a sociopath. Like, these are the criteria that you have to hit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. People often try to put me on the autism spectrum.
Me too.
And I'm like, okay, but like I've never been diagnosed, mm-hmm. and I've been here so long. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't know. Like people tell me, I don't know. It's a spectrum too.
Right.
So is it everybody on a spectrum? Isn't that how a spectrum works?
Right. The spectrum would include everybody. Right. The complete. Yeah. Working your way in. I guess that's actually a good response.
Nobody's off the spectrum, right?
Correct.
Or else this spectrum is flawed.
Right. Actually, that's a really good point. I haven't thought of that.
Is it, or is it like you got to sign up to be on the spectrum?
Right. I don't know if anybody's signing up.
It's like, hey, you didn't even apply for autism. So why would you be on the spectrum, bro?
Yeah.
Like,
I think people are being put forward.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's one of those
your
things.
Your mom filled out the paperwork a minute ago. I'm sorry. You on the spectrum.
Yeah. It might be. I don't know.
They never say, oh, so-and-so is high on the spectrum.
Right.
Or so-and-so is like low on. They just They're there.
That's enough. I think we can all agree on that. Right.
Yeah.
Your friends are telling you that.
Well, not my friends, but like just people I don't know online.
Jesus Christ. No, not my friends. No. That's somebody that knows me. Okay.
Yeah. I gotcha. They would have signed me up.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. I mean, so you have the experience of the strangers online that are telling you that's they're watching clips and then they're like, this is what's going on?
I think they're like, they're listening to me talk and then they're like, yo, you man, you might be on the spectrum, dog. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Whoa.
But I don't know. I don't get none of the perks. Mm-hmm. Like, I be hearing about these kids on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And people will, like, alter everything for their particular needs.
Right.
But then I'm like, if I had that, I probably would have misused that and taken advantage of that.
When you were
because
younger.
Because I would have been, anytime I, like, wanted something or needed something, I'd be like, don't forget about that spectrum, though. Mm-hmm. You know? Hey. Mm-hmm. I need the crust off. I can't eat bread like that, you know? Like, I think I would have took full advantage in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can give those accommodations to yourself now, though. Like, as much as you can, right? Or certain things that if, like, you're... And that doesn't mean you're, like, on the spectrum or not, but just, like, certain things that are, like, more sensitive to you, like, you can try... Like, I have to wear, like, I feel like I have to wear headphones, like, out... Like, when I'm just out, like, at a coffee shop, like, I don't like to hear, like, a lot of overlapping conversations or, like, I don't know. So there's, like, little things you can do for yourself, I guess, but I don't even know if that.
Well, what would you have done if you lived in a time with no headphones?
I mean, I think I did live in that time. I guess they existed. They existed, but, you know, like, I didn't always have, I didn't have headphones until I could, like, I guess have a job. Like, I wasn't, you know, my parents weren't, like, handing me, like, headphones and like iPads and shit like that. So I think I definitely was doing that for the first, you know, at least 18 years of my life struggling. I think what I was doing was probably was just kind of like, struggling, maybe singing to myself a lot, and then that makes people kind of give you space naturally.
I used to definitely sing to myself in class while doing work.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I would be like freestyling. I would just be singing a song in my head. Like, while doing math work and stuff.
Right.
And I remember some teachers did not care with so much other stuff going on.
Right.
And other teachers was like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, like, interesting to have a teacher yelling at you saying you need to calm down.
Right.
It's like, are you okay, babe? Like, you're yelling at an 8-year-old right now. Like, because they can't, like, sit in their desk, like, in this, like, very specific way with, like, 36 other students around.
I remember one time my teacher, like, had to get on the phone or use the bathroom or something and, like, split the class up, and we all went into, like, other classes.
Oh, it wouldn't leave you alone.
Well, no. Like, yeah, it wouldn't leave us alone. Oh, nobody covered the room. Okay. So split us up, like, five of y'all going here, five of y'all going there.
Oh, my God.
And we went in another class, and I saw how, like, other kids operate.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, they be able to sing to the top of their lungs. Like, this class is crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's somebody drawing on the walls. There's some other stuff going on. And so then, like, the kids that are doing their work are turned up.
Yeah. No, it's like the luck of because it's elementary school, it's the luck of the draw, like, what teacher you get. Because, yeah, there was always everybody wanted to be in the teacher who had, like, the reading corner, and they had, like, pillows. There was one, and they had like a tent, and they had all this stuff, and you were allowed to just go and like lay there. And then like I had teachers where it's like you couldn't even have any personal items like in your desk or on top. So it's just, it's not fair. It could have affected things. Maybe if we all would have been homeschooled.
I don't know.
I don't think I needed, wouldn't have thrived in my home school.
I need to be around people as early as possible, or else I would have came out wild. I would have came out in a Batman suit. I would have came out just fully, just like, I'm a crime fighter. What's up? I've been training.
Mm-hmm. You needed the socialization of like the peer pressure to sort of fall in line.
I need to know what was normal or considered. You know, just how to function in society without everybody staring at you.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Heard
Illinois.
Of it.
Illinois. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, of course. Chicago is important to people in our age group. You got the Winslows live there. Yeah. Chucky, you know, Ferris Bueller, freaking Home Alone
is huge.
Michael Jordan. Know, the 94 World Cup, Oprah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's so much going on. Yeah.
Italian beef sandwiches.
The Bears. You know.
Enormous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I love Chicago. I feel like still very Midwestern in certain moments. Like I've been out in LA for like 6 years or something now, but there's definitely points where I like certain ways, like I think how people like behave, you know, that there's like a lot of just like cultural regional differences and like Chicago instills in you, like the way people park in LA and like parallel park, like on side streets that have like alternate side parking or whatever. Like in Chicago, like you pull up to the cars, like you're touching the bumper of the car in front of you and someone's gonna pull right up behind you that far. Like if you left any space or like didn't pull all the way up to the driveway or whatever, like your car, someone would bash your windows in. They are gonna, like, that's not acceptable. But here it's like they find a spot and then, well, I'm good, bye, and they park like in a spot that could take up, you know, two or three cars.
I'm never thinking about other cars while I'm parking.
How long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm from Atlanta. I feel like there's places to park many times.
Right.
And so parallel parking is only really downtown.
Right.
And like, it's not super competitive. Right. Everybody, you know, You really can only parallel park where there's lines for the most part, you know.
Right.
So it's like, hey, actually, this is my designated spot.
Right. But there's, like, the snow factor. So that's where it comes from, I think, in Chicago, because it's, like, there's a lot of people. But then there's also, in the winters, people are digging out 3 feet of snow in front of their house.
Right.
And then you're going to come, like, some dickhead's going to drive down your block at, like, you know, 5:15 p.m. And then they're going to, like, that's not going to be...
Right. And it's also like the snow is like, put some of that exhaust on my car, please.
Yeah. No, it's bad. Like, I used to have to like start
my car.
I'm
gonna get right
in,
right under your muffler. Please put some of that exhaust on my car. I needed to heat up.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Oh my God. Yeah, you have to turn your car on like 30 minutes like before. Like, I mean, I think people that have nicer cars probably didn't, but I had to put.
You ever talk to somebody that never had a bad car? Like, and they're like, wait, why would you heat it up? And it's like, why would you heat it up?
How are you going to drive it?
Right.
I don't know. I don't feel like I have that many, like, people that are close to me that, that don't have those. Like, even car, I'm like, you know.
I'm too real for these conversations you're talking about. I'm only with people who know what it is to crank their car and be like, this might be the last time.
Maybe. I mean, like, because it's like, I feel like, I mean, my car, I don't have air conditioning in my car right now. Like, okay. That's not a good thing. That's not a good situation.
Right.
You know? And so I do think, like, yeah, there is, like, a certain level of, like, I mean, I guess I have some friends who have, like, nicer cars. I knew someone I was, like, friendly with, and then I found out that they got a Tesla, and I'm like, fuck you. You know, like.
Okay, I'm sorry. I do have a Tesla.
No, you do not.
Yeah, I do.
Are you serious?
And I apologize.
Fuck you.
When I got it, I didn't know much about Elon. I found out very quickly a lot about your man, and I didn't know what he was up to. I didn't know what his dad was up to. I don't know nothing about Henry Ford's dad. I don't know nothing about Honda's dad.
I don't know that either. I'm just saying I don't have money to get a nicer car. I'm not saying I don't know. I know about
this.
This
had nothing to do with the politics.
It's not even the politics.
I don't know about the original Tesla, except for he was around for the light bulb and stuff.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like Elon Musk. I think he's an idiot, but.
I parked in Hollywood, somebody egged my car. And I was like, that can't be for me. That's got to be for Elon.
Right.
They egged my car because I parked bad. I might have parked bad now that you're telling me.
And you're in a Tesla?
I parked bad in a Tesla?
Yeah. Like, it's
it was like.
Because that's the thing. It's like, especially in LA, you spend so much time in your car. It's like when I've like rented a car or I'm in some, it's like. People are literally living completely different lives. Like, you're not having the same experience. Like, my stereo doesn't work. I'm listening to my music on a Bluetooth speaker I got for free in a gift bag with the windows all down. It's like, and then somebody's in a Tesla and they're like cutting through all. It's like,
oh, that's not me. I'm not cutting anybody. I live my life the same way I drive. Hey, y'all go on ahead. I'm gonna let the exit come to me.
So,
you know?
What made you decide to get? Is it just because that is like a very popular car, or were you like the electric side of it? Or
this
is there...
gonna be real sad? Okay, Tesla, the price is the price,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting bullied in car dealerships.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
with the haggling and the back and forth and stuff, and it just, you know. Also, my car died on the 5, so I was without a car at the time. So I'm coming in, I'm sweaty. It's like, hey,
they had
man,
you right where they,
they
you.
Had me right where they wanted me, ignorant and hot.
Yep.
And I was just like, I feel like they bullying me. I don't want to pay all this money for it. Like, I feel like I'm just getting a basic car, but like they making me pay prices that are way out of bounds.
It's not healthy.
And it's like, you know, Tesla, they don't do that. They just straight up, you know, the price is the price. And I like that.
Okay.
And then they let me test drive one by myself. These other car dealerships, they were like, you know, they would get in the car with me. Mm-hmm. One of them drove me around. I was like, well, now I'm going to know what, like, other people feel like. You're not even going to let me drive? You're not going to let me test drive? I had to test ride.
Yeah.
At the Toyota dealership.
Right.
And I was like, I had a Prius before. I was going to get a Toyota. But they, it was an 02. It was an 02 Prius.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was almost.
Prius to Tesla. That's a nice upgrade, though.
It was almost like 20 years old.
Wow.
When I got it, it was about 11 years old. It was the first model, so it looked like an Eco, but it was a Prius.
Whoa.
Tape deck.
Wow.
Also, air issues. You know, some rodents got a hold of it and, like, ate. You know, some cords for the air and stuff.
Oh,
so, you know, I used to be real. I used to be cool enough to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that you do drive a Tesla and not letting me, like, say a bunch of shit.
See me
for
leave
30
today.
And then it's like, hey, nice guy. Yeah. Like, God damn it. Yeah. Well, I at least appreciate that, you know. I'm glad to know there's some, you know, there's some nice people in there with Teslas. But, yeah, generally speaking, I'm kind of like, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could live in any time, what time period would you live in?
Is this a trick question, too?
No.
Is this not this open-ended?
Yeah.
This is scary. That's a scary question, too, because I don't know. So there's some big areas of history where I think I wasn't paying attention in social studies, so I would say something stupid. Like, I would want to, you know, I would just probably... I mean, honestly,
it could be 2016, 2014. It might be now.
Because I think that, like, I don't know what the future is going to be like. And I mean, maybe now or maybe like a little bit before, like kind of going back to a little bit before cell phones or something, just because I think that I felt like I had a little bit more peace in my life. But also, you know, I wouldn't even say we're really progressing forward that much. But yeah, I think looking back, it just seems kind of worse for most people the further back in time you go. So I don't think I would have an easier time. I wouldn't want to be like even like people that were like in their 20s, in the 80s, and they're out. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to. That's not a fun situation that I would want to choose to be a part of. So I guess now, yeah, in Los Angeles, like, that's probably my best shot.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Not to, but yeah, I think that's probably my answer.
Gotcha.
When I was younger, I would have said like the 60s, because I was like, yeah, I would be at Woodstock. And it's like, I wouldn't have. I'm like, so like.
Do you go to festivals now?
No, that's why I don't even know why that's my.
Right.
I don't even like going to that.
Festivals
I hate that.
A little bit.
No, I don't. Like, I'm not going to a festival.
I'm down to go.
Yeah.
Like, I like the music.
Right.
What bothers me is the people around me
100%.
Not being hyped for the music. And it's like, we waited so long to mm-hmm. see this. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't like this person, mm-hmm. like, get hyped. Cause, yes. Or else, what did we pay
right.
for?
Right.
What are we doing? I don't know if, I feel like Woodstock, the vibe might not mm-hmm. have been there. I might mm-hmm. be too turned up for Woodstock, you know? Like...
You'd be too
tired. Yeah, they'd be like, "Yo, we gotta calm him down. He out here wilding out." I'm like, "Yo, he got the moves like Jagger."
That's exactly.
What?
That's right. That was going
what
on
did
with
you just
stuff.
Say?
Yeah, no, I'm not putting myself in that situation. There's no way. Yeah, I can barely even like concerts. Honestly, I kind of sometimes like. Also, the thing that happens, this is kind of a shame because I love music, but sometimes like I get scared to go to concerts because when I see an artist in person and then I see how they are in between, like I'm always watching, how do they say hi to the audience? How are they talking in between?
Oh, yeah.
And then I get so turned off. And then if they're kind of douchey or they talk to their bandmates not as friendly, or they have like a cocky like attitude, then I'm like, oh, I can't listen to their music anymore.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. If they don't have like some of those skills of like being like charismatic in between songs and talking, I'd be jealous. I'd be I can't do that.
Okay.
I gotta, you know, make the people feel good while I'm doing my jokes. I can't just be up there and be like,
no,
you
just
know,
be cool, 100%.
Yeah.
But that's the tough part for me, because then, yeah, it's like killed a lot. There's been musicians, and then I'm like, oh, I don't even want to listen to it, because now I know how they are, and they're just like annoying.
But some people like will win you over.
That's true.
Sometimes you'll be like, oh man, this person it's so cool that like Thundercat humor has translated through mm-hmm. his videos mm-hmm. and stuff. But the first time I saw Thundercat, mm-hmm. he was so funny, mm-hmm. just the way he was introing each song.
Right.
It made me be like, oh, I like these songs. And if I received these songs, mm-hmm. I would have loved them, but I had no clue I would mm-hmm. also like the dude mm-hmm. and mess with the dude,
right.
you know?
Right.
SZA, she kind of like glides and like mm-hmm. she's like got a dancer cheerleader background. And it's like, I'm not sure after like her injury or whatever, but I imagine mm-hmm. she's gotten back to that point. But there's like a whole physical performance that's there that I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, she's like, how she gets from mm-hmm. one side to the stage to the mm-hmm. other is cool, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It just depends.
Yeah, there's an upside of that. I didn't think of that side of it. And then it's also like always, like the people around. I like when people are earnest. Like, I don't like when mm-hmm. people, they come to a space and then they're going to try to act too cool, or they get irritated with people around them who are excited.
Right.
I know there's some debate of that, of like, some people, should you be singing along at a concert? No, I came to hear this person sing. And it's like, but I'm excited. I'm here. So, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm like getting yelled at by some like yuppie couple who's like standing behind me, or it's kind of, So then my solution is to just
you
just
tell
stay
those people the biggest speakers they make mm-hmm. is for this.
Oh,
these are the biggest speakers. Mm-hmm. Period. They don't make bigger speakers.
Right.
Maybe like a crazy jail where they're like they gotta like, hey, so and so, yeah. They're like that speaker could go miles. Maybe somewhere in the middle of nowhere where they lock up right. the like the mm-hmm. like the crazy people, and it's just miles and miles mm-hmm. of field outside of jail. Mm-hmm. Other than that, this is where the biggest speakers are.
Right.
I suggest you get closer to one of them speakers.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to sing.
Whoa.
I'm about to rap. I'm about to like belt
I'm about
out.
To rap.
They there. They made it. It's the person that
no,
made
I
it.
Know.
I want them to hear me
right.
hit the notes.
What if they hear you and then they call you up on stage and then you guys
come
become
on.
Friends.
Have you seen Rockstar? What it, that's how Mark Wahlberg got called up.
Wow,
you know?
See?
Stand up and shout. And then, you know, Steel Dragon
right.
was like, who is that?
Right.
He could be in the group.
There it is.
Next thing you know, Jennifer Aniston was going through it.
She's okay.
Jennifer, you ever seen that movie? You ever seen Rockstar?
No.
Oh, man.
Sorry. You going to do a sound effect now?
No. Oh, okay. I'm going to call Mark Wahlberg and let him know. I
the burger guy? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know Wahlburgers? Man, it wouldn't even happen if this movie hadn't come out. Guaranteed. I don't know. Is this... Nah, that ain't it.
I do feel like I got a flash of you at a concert, though. Like, you start saying somebody asks you to shut up, and then you get into this whole, you start saying all this stuff about the technology, and that's why they're like, please, man, okay, just stop telling, like, just keeps, it's better. I liked it when you were singing and not, like, putting that energy towards me, at least. Please, just, okay, whatever you want to do. Please, God, stop telling me about speaker technology upgrades and why and the fear of the force of it's like, yeah.
Yo, the sound waves be bouncing off the back.
Like,
it's like, yo, the forum is so big.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, please, just like, let it be. It's fine. I'm sorry I said anything. God, I'm regretting it. I will never do that again. So it's a good strategy for that, at least, you know.
I don't like the standing up for a long period of time
mm-hmm.
and the lack of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I do like sitting in a chair. And sometimes at a concert,
mm-hmm.
I will sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down at a Drake concert and this lady started like flicking me in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Cause I think she thought I was being disrespectful
right.
to Drake, you
right.
know? But also Drake was like taking shots at like a rapper I like at the time. And I was like, I don't want to stand for this. I'd rather sit down right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting flicked. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, I am at Drake's concert. This is
wow.
great.
Where was it? What city were you in?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so they took it as a sign that you were just like, I'm just resting my feet.
I was resting my feet, but mm-hmm. I did rest my feet at a song. I you know, there's certain mm-hmm. songs I'd stand up for. There's certain songs
right.
I kind of sit down.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were kind of like, if Drake was paying attention, you were really letting him know how you felt.
I was letting him know, like, hey, dude, I don't like what you said about other rappers that
uh-huh.
have said crazy things about you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting down, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Drake from the Degrassi days too? Were you watching Degrassi?
I was not a big. I was aware of what was going on
mm-hmm.
Noggin, and then you know the cooler version,
right.
the end. You know,
uh-huh.
but I wasn't really tapped into Degrassi.
Okay,
I kind of knew what it was,
mm-hmm.
and the people I knew who watched it,
mm-hmm.
I knew who they were,
oh.
and I didn't know that like. There would be a lot of like crossover. I didn't
right.
know Degrassi was gonna be around. Like, had I
right.
known that the future of rap was gonna be
you
on
were gonna
Degrassi,
be paying attention a little
I would have been locked in.
Yeah,
but I was busy. I was watching Rap City.
Right.
I thought
right.
I was gonna find the future of rap there.
Right.
Not on Noggin.
Not like a Canadian.
Yeah.
Not like a Canadian child star.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It was like,
yeah.
I mean, it was on like HBO too, wasn't it? Or it was like, It was like weirdly hard to watch, I feel like, when I was a little bit younger.
It was on Noggin, the Nickelodeon, like,
oh, Nickelodeon. Okay,
it used
yeah.
to be Teen Nick,
okay.
and then they turned it into Noggin, mm-hmm. and then they turned it into The Inn or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, it was at least that's where it was for, that's what I remember it. Mm-hmm. And then later, they like when Drake came out, first came out, they would put episodes on MTV.
Okay.
And I would see that in the morning as I was getting dressed to mm-hmm. go to like college or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. this is the, that's the Drake show.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I lived in Toronto for a while. Like, that's where I started. Like, that's where I started comedy and everything. And so the whole, like, I mean. And so, like, that's, you know, that's like a whole other level, right? Like,
yeah.
you kind of. When you live in Canada, like, you kind of are expected to learn a little bit about, like, anybody that's famous that's Canadian, you kind of have to have some baseline understanding, I think.
Mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
lived on Degrassi Street for a little while, and then I thought that that was, like, really exciting.
Okay, okay.
These are the things that really get me,
I'll admit it, I'll admit it.
Gotcha. I didn't know you lived in Toronto.
Have you been to Toronto before?
I have been to Toronto.
The six. Do you like it?
That was the first time I saw one of those exit signs, and it's just the dude running out of a door.
Oh.
Instead of saying exit. They have them on planes now in America, and I was like, yo, this is wild. Like, yeah. this dude is taking off.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is not like,
right.
hey, you could walk out of here. This is like, mm-hmm. this is where you escape from,
yeah.
you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very efficient country.
His leg is like halfway in the door. It looks like he's about to hook the door and close it behind him, you know? Yeah.
yeah, but I liked it out there, except for the, you know, only the weather. That's my only thing. Now I'm spoiled, like, living out here, but
Toronto weather, pretty cold, pretty
yeah,
cold.
But Toronto's amazing. It's a good place, and Drake obviously has a lot of pride about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always commercial.
Yeah, he's always.
He really put us on the map, so.
Really?
No, I don't actually know if I take that back. We're not Googling anything, right?
I feel like Vince Carter put Toronto on the map.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, it probably depends who you're talking to. I mean, what about Ryan Gosling? You know, he's a...
I just found out right now that he's from Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling's Canadian. From Toronto?
I don't know if he's Toronto or is he Canadian?
He's Canadian?
He's definitely Canadian.
Get out of here.
I don't know if it's Toronto. So it's like...
How did they get it? They...
Because he was in the Disney. He was
right.
in the...
Right. That's what I'm saying. He went all the way from there to mm-hmm. Orlando? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And I think he was like... Not like adopted, but there was some kind of like guardianship thing. Like Justin Timberlake's like mom like was like a little guardian for him for a little while. So
get out of here.
Yes, yeah, so that he could be like in Florida doing the Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
club,
man.
Yeah.
Yo, there's a video
mm-hmm.
of JT,
yeah.
JC,
mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling,
mm-hmm.
and another guy
mm-hmm.
singing Jodeci on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
And they are wearing linen outfits. It's so 1993, but also
yeah.
like this song is way too sexy for some little boys.
Yeah.
But also like you know, they hit the scream button in the
mm-hmm.
crowd, so like the
mm-hmm.
girls are screaming.
Oh, they're going crazy. Yeah.
But they got a fan. They out. Oh man, they
yeah.
out there. And Ryan Gosling is smooth. He got
yeah.
like the little '90s hand,
yeah,
like while
he's
singing and stuff. Yeah,
that's how
man.
He got Ken, you know, people were like, and it's like this guy's. He's been doing this since he was like 8 years old. This is like his whole. He's a song and dance man.
It is sad that that you know they didn't nominate everybody for Barbie. It is sad because Ryan should get his props. He did his thing in that
mm-hmm.
movie. But
mm-hmm.
also, you know, Margot should get her props.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Greta should get her
mm-hmm.
props. Especially when you look at all that went into that movie and, like,
yeah.
they built a thing. From, you know,
yeah.
like, there was no... I don't know. My little cousins, they
mm-hmm.
watch Barbie content on
mm-hmm.
Netflix. But it don't seem like that's the lore.
Right.
You know,
right.
you know, I never read a paragraph on the back of a Barbie box,
no.
but I doubt it was like reference Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I don't think
that's how it starts,
I don't think
you know?
So. Yeah.
Like, they did some cool stuff with
they
it.
They did. They did.
And they, yeah. But it sucks because that's not even the type of movie to get those kind of nominations.
Right.
No one ever complained, like, man, Mark Hamill ain't get nothing for Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, right. Like certain movies just right. don't get looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ryan Gosling did, he did an excellent job. I was like, yo, he out here acting. He out mm-hmm. here singing. He out mm-hmm. here performing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing the crunches. He was doing a lot. He was getting the spray tan.
Yeah, yeah.
He was doing the whole thing.
Shout out Ryan Gosling. Come by the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully on a day that Rosie O'Donnell's not there.
Oh.
So then that way we can have, like, high-rated episodes. But that's selfish. That's selfish. If y'all want to roll up together, y'all can roll up together.
Oh, just to spread the wealth.
Yeah, yeah, well, okay. I'm already, you know what?
I was like, could Ryan and Rosie not be in the room at the same time?
No, they could definitely be in the room at the same time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, be an R-Cube situation if you guys all got in there at once.
He's in Remember the Titans.
Wow.
Ryan Gosling.
This is what I'm saying. This guy's been, he's been working. I mean, obviously another famous Canadian, Justin Bieber. I mean, he got discovered when
Who?
He was...
No, I'm just playing. I've heard of Justin Bieber.
I get so emotional for no reason. I'm like, what the hell? Why put some respect on his name?
Care left? I don't know. I disrespected the Biebs.
You're not a believer?
I didn't know. I'm a little bit, okay. You know. There's certain Justin Bieber things that are undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like what?
Like when you start with the little bowl cut, this rang off in the streets.
Oh yeah,
I don't know where you at in the town. I don't know what country you in. If you was in the United States or Canada,
I think this would have been Chicago. I think so, right? I mean, when would this have been? Like, just like 20. Is this like 2007?
This like in there in a 08-09 ish.
Yeah, because this was like when Hannah Montana was just kind of flipping into like Miley.
Oh, that's when the Jay-Z song was on.
Oh my God, yeah, exactly.
Then that
must have been a little later. Maybe that was like, 2009, yeah. Something like that. But no, I mean.
Live? I don't want no party in the USA live.
Dolly Parton's goddaughter right there.
She's oh well that makes sense,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she was probably born in an achy breaky heart era,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
So that's when Billy Ray had the most juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's still. I don't think she's still. Because what was the words that just happened? And she like didn't thank she. It was like named that you know she specifically did not thank her dad or her parents. Like, because I don't think she's in touch with the whole family.
Really?
But I'm not gonna look it up. So I don't know.
Man.
But I'm
I would
sure.
hope that she'd have the best of both worlds. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
You're not the host. You're actually not. Like, you're saying the word, but it's like, you're the, like, you know you're not. Like,
I'm sorry. I'm going to cry at my Tesla.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I really can't. I'm not over that. It's...
It will never happen again. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I'm never.
No, it's fine. Maybe I'll get a Tesla one day, you know.
Yeah.
I'll get the one that looks like the military.
The Cybertruck?
The one that Kim K has, right? Or that mm-hmm. she was paid to do, like, the commercial for or something.
Did you see one crashed into the Beverly mm-hmm. Hills Hotel mm-hmm. sign?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I thought that was a conspiracy theory.
Because
there's all the self, right? Like, don't they have these, like, the self-driving or that somebody, like, overtook the... Technology, or that's a convenient excuse.
I think if it would have been a big crash and mm-hmm. it would have like damaged the sign or damaged the vehicle, it'd be an iconic picture. I think somebody was trying to get an iconic picture off, but then they got scared.
Yeah,
and then they were like, right. I don't, it's stuck.
Yeah, the only way to know if it got an iconic picture is like go down to the Venice Boardwalk and see if they have any like spray paint like creations of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that you can buy from somebody or a mm-hmm, little t-shirt. Mm-hmm. That's how you know.
My car has fought me when I've been on a cliff because trying to parallel park or whatever.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Been like you can't like it would like turn the wheel in the other direction. Or I have to like. Fight my vehicle to just like let me park.
Right. But yeah. That's a safety feature, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you ever think maybe there's a reason that it's trying to tell me not to park here? Or you're like, I have to park here and it's
weird. No, I think it doesn't know what I know.
Right.
Like, I parked here before.
Oh, I see.
It's
okay.
Just like there's a place to park. Mm-hmm. It's just dirty right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's thinking, this is in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not supposed to be in the dirt. And
right.
It's like, nah, you're going to get dirty today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not listening to it then?
Only in that particular instance. For the most part, sometimes it warns me about stuff.
Right.
It's like, ooh,
and
oh,
you,
man.
You see it, like,
yeah. It will beep and you know, make different noises. And I'll be like, oh, man, I really got to pay attention.
It's beeping all the time. I don't even know what this is. God, I wish I knew what those noises
are. Your car is always beeping, and then people are always honking at you and stuff. And it's crazy. It's like I'm just trying to coast on the highway. I don't know why everybody is just, you know, being so extreme. It's only 8 in the morning. Why is everybody being so extreme?
You should look it up. See what some of those beeps mean. It might be something you want to know about.
People
could be worth a Google.
Giving me the finger just for driving, you know? The car's always like, let me drive, please. Like, no, car.
Oh,
I got it.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. What is there anything that you want the people to know about the special that you have coming? When is it, March 12th?
It's coming out on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's coming Tuesday. That's right. Yeah.
Out of the way, all the Oscar stuff, you know.
Right.
Once we have Oscar fatigue,
right.
Then it's like, man, I need to switch it up.
I have to switch
straight
it
from
up.
Pay.
Yeah.
What's it gonna be on?
It's gonna be on Apple TV. It's gonna
be
on Amazon. Yeah. And then, it's basically it's kind of like it's sort of about my like personal story of like getting straight married and then like. Getting gay divorced and realizing that that's like not, you know, what was really supposed to be happening, and then just kind of that whole like journey and everything. So it feels pretty like, I think I'm feeling more vulnerable or like a little nervous about it than I think I was anticipating. But I'm excited because I care. It's like one of those things, but you know, I'm really excited about it. It's like I've like brought it all over the place and done it so many times, so it's like actually exciting to feel like there's gonna be like a final, you know, product and like some people watch it, and that's the goal. But I'm trying to take some pressure off of myself, and it's just like I'm trusting, you know, the right people will find it, and like I think that's the thing. I'm just hoping like the right people find people who want to like have a good laugh, not like weird like incels like on Reddit who are just like. You know, sure like that, but then because then I'm gonna have to go on Reddit and I'm gonna have to make like a fake profile and start kind of catfishing people. I get involved in the FBI. I don't know what's gonna go on, so I gotta.
You would catfish your ops on Reddit?
I might. What?
Would you invite them all to the same place? Because that might be funny, but then also they might organize.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that. I passively like look through Reddit all the time. I've never like posted anything, but I will like, you know.
I don't even know how to post.
Yeah. I mean, because I feel like if you don't, I think you have to just have a profile and then like you can start, but then it'll kind of like get buried. But I got the incognito tab open, which probably doesn't even do anything. And then I'm just asking the craziest questions. And then there, you know, there's no weird question. That's definitely true when you go down the Reddit rabbit hole. Like you can be the most specific. Like I was watching this movie and it was this guy and he was wearing this thing and I feel like he's related, you know, and then people will educate you. And if you don't check their sources, like then I'm like, wow, all of this is true. This is amazing. This person said.
That is the fun thing about the internet. You can find three people to co-sign almost anything.
Yeah, confirmation bias. I'm like, hey, and that's what I thought, and that's what it is. And my search is done. Like, I found what I wanted to hear, and that's it.
Remember the Yahoo Answers days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, those are, let me tell you, those are still happening.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's if you want the opinion or the answer from, like, a boomer or up. That's who's kind of going in there, because people will still, or like TripAdvisor, like there's people that are very, I think, still active on those forums. Because sometimes, you'll type in a question and then Yahoo Answers come up and you're like, that can't be the top.
Right, right.
That's the most clicked on answer, right. You know?
I love when there's an argument and then I'm like, well, now I definitely don't know the answer.
No, exactly.
These people are typing paragraphs at each other. They're calling each other names.
Mm-hmm. Or like Quora. I don't know if I'm saying it right. That's kind of the other one that always comes up.
What's that?
It's like another, like, one of these, like, people ask, like, it'll be like, anybody else is like, you know, Instagram keep crashing when they try to do this, and then people try to, like, help them. But it's all, like, yeah, it's very hard to know if it's bots or if it's this. But I just take whatever the top answer is, and then that's, and then I take that, and then I just,
where can the people find you?
You know, on Instagram, I guess that's kind of the main one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kara Khan's Comedy CCC. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've done it. I mean, you've done my Straight for Pay show because everything's going to have the same name. And
it was so much fun.
Yeah, I got to have you back.
It was a blast.
Yeah, well, definitely. We're going to do it as monthly now, weekly. So, yeah, that's coming back now. Also, next week, I'm trying to get next week as packed as possible just so I can kind of get my body really worked up into a fight or flight state.
So I'm just at
a sustained level for the whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to be promoting constantly. I'm not really happy or at peace unless I'm constantly promoting, reposting. That's all. That's what I came out here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, and I'm grateful for it every day.
Heck yeah. Well, thanks so much
for
coming on the Inconsistent Podcast. Y'all please check out the special. March 12th, for Pay, Apple TV, Amazon. Also, if you haven't watched Frontin', check it out. Also, you know, if you haven't bought it, buy it.
Just buy it.
You know, click on it. You don't have to watch it. Just
like
click
it.
On it and
save
let it,
it
play and then walk in the other room,
cook
dinner, do something else, and then, like, come back and, you know, send it to people who you haven't talked to in years.
Engage with it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
Send that link to somebody you ain't seen in years.
Why is that? Jesus Christ. And with no context.
Mm-hmm.
Just send them
Just send it. Yeah. Be like, we need to talk.
I'm gonna do that in my car.
Watch this first.
That's right. And you talk about a lot of weird shit, so I don't. What are they gonna think?
Message. And then block. Well, you gotta block them after you do that because they're gonna have questions. But like, you know,
like, would you buy a mouse? You buy a grasshopper mouse, or what did you say?
This has been the Inconsistent Podcast with Rob Hayes.
Nice. Wow. Pro. I'm impressed with the speed of the clicks.